Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks on the family farms and ranches who keep us fed, and we thank you. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. This past Thursday, October 15th, South Dakota Corn and a longtime partner, the U.S. Grains Council, hosted trade teams composed of grain buyers from foreign countries. Due to COVID-19, their visit to South Dakota was virtual. We discovered there's some advantages, such as rather than hosting 8 or 10 buyers, the virtual visit attracted 54 participants from 9 Latin American countries. We reached Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, and Peru. These grain buyers work for the largest feed companies in Latin America. All 9 of those countries are among the 18 largest buyers of U.S. corn, with Colombia being the 3rd largest buyer in the entire world. Colombia, who would have thought that? I should mention those countries are also buyers of U.S. ethanol and distillers grain. The participants began their virtual visit by watching a 9-minute informational video about South Dakota grain production, storage, and transportation. They saw a video of harvesting as well as taped interviews with 2 farmers. By the way, the Grains Council will be able to share that video with many other potential customers in the future. The participants also had the opportunity to do a live question and answer session with 4 South Dakota farmers: Scott Saul out of Emory, Travis Strasser out of Wilmot, Taylor Sumption Frederick, and Robert Walsh Elk Point, talking about their farms, quality of this year's crop, and other really great questions. It's a proven fact that prospective buyers in foreign countries like to see the farmers who raise their grain and hear directly from them. The virtual trade team visit was an opportunity to build relationships and served as a valuable sales pitch for South Dakota product. We've talked before about weather and prices changing when least expected. Well, I happened to check the price of corn and beans in some of our eastern South Dakota grain markets. What a difference a few weeks can make. Long way to go, but it's a nice improvement, and every little bit helps. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe and thanks for what you do.